And they certainly got these other gods. And so when they did that, that was a very great sin. Now let me say that we live in a country that has been called by the Supreme Court a Christian country. We were formed on Christian principles and given the Bible and given the faith, and our forefathers had that testimony. And God blessed America and did wonderful things, but we have forsaken the God who blessed America. We've forsaken the God that blessed General George Washington and the patriots at Lexington and Concord, who gave victories in 1776 through 1789. Now, we could say that as America, but we could also say that at Scranton Revival Baptist Church right here. Scranton Revival Baptist Church, so many years ago, was a band of students from Baptist Bible College. And under a young black pastor who was a BBC student, my best friend in college, a band of students invaded Scranton in the spring of 1971. We had the old King James Bible, and we had the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, which we gave to the people of the city of Scranton, and we got a rented building on Olive Street there near Central City, Scranton. It was just down the road from where Billy Sunday's tabernacle stood just 57 years before that. Now God has given us our own building, and it's paid off. God's given us a pastor who trained with Pastor Ware for 7 years. He's given us a youth pastor. He's given us faithful deacons. He's given us soul-winning ministries and a bus ministry. He's given us a Christian school and a college to train young people and train people for the ministry. Further, our God has shown us what our Jerusalem is, what He wants us to reach out to, and He's given us promises in this Bible that we can step out in faith and claim what God has given us to do. And I'm just saying, you who have been saved by the Lord and have been baptized and you've joined the army here, SRBC, you are part of what God is doing here. And let me say this morning that now is the time. This is the place, and we are the people. And I want to say something this morning that I believe applies to you. God is not finished with you. God is not finished with you. And I want to say three things about that this morning, that the God of the Bible is not finished with you. By the way, the Bible says, being confident of this very thing, that He which began a good work in you shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. God is a faithful God. He doesn't give up on us. He doesn't finish with us because we fail Him. By the way, He didn't finish with Israel because they failed Him. When they cried to Him, He sent them the man of God with the solution to their problem. And I want to say, whatever your problem is, if you are saved by Jesus Christ, you really don't have any problem. Amen? You've got the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. God will never give up on you. He is not finished with you. He will hear your prayer. When you come to Him and call upon Him, when you turn back to Him, He will hear your prayer. And so I want to say three things about that. God is not finished with you. Number one, He's not finished with you, even though sin makes you poor. Look at verse 11 of Judges chapter 6. I'll read it. It says, "And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites." You see, sin makes you poor. I mean, Israel was poor. They were so poor that when they tried to get some food like Gideon was doing to feed his family, they could not even pay for the food. It kind of reminds me of Biden's last year when food prices just kept going up and up and up. Gas prices kept going up and up and up. And it made us think that we need to cry to God. We need to ask God for his deliverance. Why did this happen? Well, the people of Israel, God's chosen nation, they had turned their backs on God. They had turned their backs and they'd gone to false gods. They'd gone to idols and they got into sin. And then they would get into slavery. God would let the people of the land overtake them. Okay, you're going to worship their gods? Well, then I'll let them overtake you. And they will enslave you. And they'll take from you all of your food and all of your money. And you'll have very little left. And you become very poor. So they had sin, slavery, and then they would have salvation. Because they would cry to God and God would deliver them from their slavery and bless them. And they were going good. And then they would turn right back again and worship the gods of the land and back into sin, back into slavery, and the same thing. You know what? I believe we've seen that in the United States of America. We've turned away from the God of the Bible and we've been enslaved and gotten poor and we've lost out and had others take over our resources. And I want to say that to you. I don't want the devil to take over my resources. I don't want to be enslaved by Satan because I've turned away from God. You know, I've mentioned his name before, but a man by the name of Alexis de Tocqueville took a journey from France to come to America. He visited America in 1831 and was here until 1832. And I've talked about him before, but I want to give you a quote from de Tocqueville about what he observed when he looked at America, because America was being blessed by God. America had the blessing of God, and people all over the world wondered at why America was so blessed by God. And de Tocqueville was one of them, but he came here, he was a writer, and he came here to find out why America as a nation was enriched by God and blessed by God. And here's a quote from him. He said, "I sought for the greatness of the United States in her fertile fields and boundless forests, and it was not there. I sought for in her rich mines, her vast world commerce, and her public school system, and in her institutions of higher learning, and it was not there. I looked for it in her Democratic Congress, and in her matchless Constitution, and it was not there. Not until I went into the churches of America and heard her pulpits flame with righteousness did I understand the secret of her genius and power. America is great because America is good. And if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." You see, that's the problem. Under Joshua and the men of God that led Israel to stay with God and stay with his book, the Bible, Israel conquered the land and won the victories. But when they forsook his book, they became poor and enslaved by the enemies, such as the Midianites at this time in Judges, chapter 6, verse 11. You know, I had a professor in college, Rembert Berg Carter, University of Edinburgh. And this professor was a great man, and he said to us, he said, "What we really need more than anything else is just God's blessing. If God blesses you, you'll be blessed. If God removes his blessing, you will not be blessed. What we need more than anything else is God's blessing." Can I say that's what America needs? That's what Scranton Revival Baptist Church needs. That's what you need in your life and in your family. God's blessing upon your life. And God is not finished with you. He's not finished with you, even though sin may have made you poor. Even though sin may have taken away from our nation and stolen from our nation, even though sin may take things away from our church and steal things from our church, even though sin may take away things from you and your family and make you poor, God is not finished with you, and He was not finished with Israel, and I believe God is not finished with America. I'm saying that under preachers like Jonathan Edwards, George Whitefield, and many men of God in the pulpits of America in the days when we were blessed, we won the Revolutionary War. We were free from the British superpower, and God delivered us. A small band compared to the superpower of England at the time, and defeated them. We defeated them again in the War of 1812 because God blessed us. And we were blessed with wealth and power as America in the 1700s and the 1800s, and became the envy of the world, called a Christian nation, blessed of God from sea eventually to shining sea. Oh, what a blessing it was. But in the early 20th century, as it unfolded, during the 1900s, we forsook the God of Christianity. We forsook the God of the Bible. And this nation turned to evolutionary lies and to science falsely so-called. 1 Timothy 6:20. And we kicked God out of our public schools. We kicked the Bible out of our public schools. We kicked prayer right out of the public school. We brought in bowel worship by having abortion on demand being accepted as the law of the land, the federal law of the land. I'm saying to you, God is not finished with you yet. He's not finished with America yet, even though your sin has made you poor. Even though the sin of America has impoverished America and we've suffered loss. And I'm saying the result of this turning away from God was in 1913 under Woodrow Wilson, we turned our American money, backed by gold and silver under the Constitution, we turned it over to globalist banking cartel. And they began to enslave us with the federal income tax system. The federal income tax system, my dear friends, was not established for infrastructure for America. It was not established to make America better. It was not established to enrich America. Oh, no, 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 no. It was established by these globalist money managers, these bankers, in order to pay the interest due to them by creating money where it was funny money. It wasn't real money. God let that happen to us because we left God. And they created the Federal Reserve Note that was just a piece of paper. And on that paper, there were the name dollar printed on it, but it was actually called a Federal Reserve Note. What did that mean? When it was printed, we owed money to the Rothschilds and the international bankers that gave us, quote, the permission to print that money, so we owed them. That is baloney. And I'm just saying to you, I don't believe God's finished with America. I don't believe God's finished with us, even though our sin of turning away from God has made us poor. Even though our sin of turning away from God has given us funny money, not real money, backed by gold and silver, backed and done by the Constitution. No, it's been a slavery now to give the permission to print money to these international bankers, and we pay them interest every time they print, give us permission to print more money. And it is something that is impoverishing us so that our national debt is like over, I think it's something like $30 trillion. Good night. Now, after World War II, our spy agencies became infiltrated and controlled by these globalist banking powers. So that we as a nation have become, in our own land, as Thomas Jefferson warned, slaves. Slaves. And impoverished. I'm just saying that you need to understand this principle, that grace makes you rich. Sin makes you poor. Now, when I say that, I'm not preaching a health and wealth gospel. I'm not saying you'll be a billionaire if you believe in the Lord and get saved. No, quite the contrary. That may not happen. But you will have true riches. You will have riches beyond this world. And you will have a relationship to God and His Word that will bless your life, that will bless your family, that will bless your community, that will bless this country. My friends, that is what we need. We need a revival of that. A revival of loving God. A revival of loving His Word. A revival, you see, of loving His work again in America. You know, when America had 9/11, all 9/11 really was a globalist plot and plan to take more freedom from us. It was planned to take more freedom from us. You may not have known that, but it was done with that. Whether you had a Republican president or a demon rat president, it didn't matter. It was all the same. It was part of a club, and you ain't in it, called the globalist club. And those people at the top had the power. I had a guy at the gas station ask me, well, who are you talking about? I said, George Soros, Bill Gates, and I started naming a bunch of names. I'm talking about, really, the fact is that when we left God, God pulled His blessing off our country. God pulled His blessing off of us. That can happen to a church. That can happen to you as an individual. That God can remove His blessing to get your attention and to get you to turn back to Him. And to turn back to His Bible and back to His Word. And I'm just saying that that's what it says here. Look with me at Judges chapter 6 and verse 4. It says there, and they encamped against them. Judges 6 verse 4. And they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth. Now who is they? The Midianites. Who is them? God's people, Israel. It says, and they encamped against them. By the way, I had a guy one time, he said he knew he should give 10% to the Lord in church, and he was sitting over here, and he put the money that he should be given, he stuck it in his sock. And that night, his wife got sick, and all that money that he wouldn't put in the offering plate was taken in medical bills from him. You see, God can take your money, or you can just give it to Him, and He'll give you more in return, so that you can give more. And then He'll give you more in return, so you can give more. You can give money to God, God's way, or He can take it from you. And that Israel had forsaken God. They'd forsaken the tithe. They forsook the word of God. And it says, and they, the Midianites, encamped against them, Israel, and destroyed, look at this, destroyed the increase of the earth till thou come into Gaza, and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor ass, for they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitudes. You know what grasshoppers do? They come with green trees, and they come in green grass, and they go, and they eat it all up. You know what grasshoppers are, don't you? Teenage boys. I had teenage boys. They just they eat it up. And they came as grasshoppers for multitude, for both they and their camels were without number. And they entered into the land, it said, to destroy it. And Israel was, get this, listen, greatly impoverished. Greatly impoverished. And what a sad situation. Do you know America has been greatly impoverished? We were to the point where the liberals in this country, who are nothing but Marxists, communists, globalists, they have taken our oil, our gas, and they said, you can't drill. You have to buy it from the Arab people. You have to buy it from the Saudis and so forth. That was the biggest lie. We had all the resources. We had more than anybody in the world. But the globalists wouldn't let us use our own resources. And so the gas prices went up, 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 up. You saw Biden up, 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 up. And what did Biden do? He's just a puppet of the globalists. Right. The globalists were telling him what to do. He sold down our reserves. He took our reserves just to bring the prices down a little bit to get elected. He stole from our reserve. I'm saying to you, that's what Satan does. Satan takes everything from you. He will rob you blind. He will take your soul down to hell. And that's what he does. And so Israel was greatly impoverished, it said, because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. And that's what they did. And you see, I'm just saying, God is not finished with you, even though sin makes you poor. And by the way, Donald Trump has come in. We cried unto the Lord, and the globalists are trying to destroy the stock market. They're trying to bring it down. I had a guy tell me, he said, "You voted for Trump?" I said, "Yeah." He saw a bumper sticker. I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, the stock market's going down." I said, "The globalists are trying to crash the market because they want you enslaved to them. They want you like Potter, enslaved to them, and they're trying to crash everything." I said, "If you'll notice, all these businesses are coming in, not bringing in millions of dollars, not bringing in billions of dollars, not even bringing in zillions, but trillions of dollars. And they're investing in America because of those tariffs. They're investing in America. And that is the idea. Put America first. We had nations that were trading with, that were charging us 100%, 200%, 300% tariffs when we charged them nothing or very little. And the president said, "No, we're going to have even Steven. If you don't want any tariffs, then don't put tariffs on us, and we won't have any tariffs." I'm just saying to you, my friends, that God is not finished with America. God is not finished with Scranton Revival Baptist Church. God is not finished with you, even though your sin of turning away from God and His Word will impoverish you. It will make you poor. But God wants you to have true wealth. And I'm not talking about a health and wealth gospel. In fact, Trump's talked about a golden age, and I do believe God's going to bless America. I do believe there's going to be a lot of money. I do believe the gas prices are going to come down, 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 down. It'll be right around a dollar. It's going to go way down. You just hang in there. I do believe it, but we're in a war. We're fighting a war. Do you know right now France and England, who are the most wicked people, not the people themselves, but their rulers, the leaders of France and England, not the people. They're very wicked. And they're attacking Russia right now and sending French troops and English troops to Russia to fight them. Trump won't do it. You know why they're doing it? They're doing it to crash the whole world because they don't want to lose their power. And they figure we're going to lose our power, we're going to crash you. And this is the kind, we're involved in a war. But I'm just saying to you, the whole key is God. The whole key is God, and we need God's blessing in our church. You need God's blessing in your life and in your family, amen? And it's all tied up with God. And by the way, if you don't have Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are very poor. Because no matter what you have, you can't take it with you. You will die and go to a devil's hell. God made hell for the devil and his angels, but you will go there with him just because you didn't get saved. What will it profit if you get things in this world and you are poor forever in hell? You can't even get a drink of water. That's what the Bible says you'll come to. But if you have Jesus Christ, you'll have rivers of living water flowing out from your life. You'll have the blessing of God in your life, called the Holy Spirit of Jesus, flowing through your life to bless others. That's what God wants. I'm so glad every day this week I got to lead somebody to trust Jesus Christ, to commit to trust Jesus Christ. I've seen people this year get saved and baptized attending this church right now. That is the blessing of God. As we look to the spring campaign, we're talking about Trump's golden age, but we're having a campaign called Mining for Gold. And you know what our gold is? Gold, silver, precious stones. It's people that get saved by Jesus. Because that's what the true wealth is. That's what it's all about. And I'm saying, listen to me, God is not finished with you. Even though your sin may have made you poor as an individual, even though your sin of turning away from God may have done that, God's not finished with you. God is not finished with our church. We've had times when God's had to impoverish us to get our attention, to turn us back to God, impoverish us spiritually, impoverish us sometimes physically, impoverish us in our health, whatever it is, my friend. God wants to turn you back to Him and get you walking with Him. I'm saying this morning, God is not finished with you, even though sin makes you poor. Number two, God is not finished with you because God uses men. God uses men. Look at Judges chapter 6, verse 12. I'll just read through verse 14. Judges 6, 12 through 14. It says, "And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him, Gideon, and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, Oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee?" God's not finished with you because God uses men. God raises up men. And God works through men. And I like what Dr. Ware said. God did it then. God can do it again. And God uses men. I'll tell you what. They got Amy Coney Barrett in the Supreme Court. And they got women in Congress. And it's the time of the women. But the Bible says when women and children rule over you, you're under God's judgment. Deborah said to Barak, I'll do it, but you're abrogating your responsibility, and the victory is going to go to a woman. You know, it's sad when we have women that are standing up for God and men are afraid and cowardly and chicken livers and won't stand for God. That's one thing I appreciate about Donald Trump. May not agree with everything he says or the way he says it, but he stands up for what he believes in. And he has the courage of what he believes in, to say it straight, to say it straight. Not talk like the politicians talk, with a forked tongue like the Native Americans. You say, you speak, white men speak with a forked tongue. Thank God for that. Speak the truth. And God did it then, and God can do it again. Now, Gideon gave an objection. God gave him encouraging words. He said, God's going to bless. And Gideon said, well, where's all the miracles then? We've heard about the great things that our fathers had done in the past. Where be all the miracles? And God basically, through the angel, was telling Gideon, look, I didn't say I was with Israel now. I'm with you, Gideon. Not with them, because they forsook me. I'm with you. Now, they've cried out to me, so I've given them you. And you're supposed to lead them. You know what? We need men of God that are called by God to preach. I can tell you this, I know God put me where He put me. I know I'm doing what God wants me to do, and I'm not doing it for mommy, I'm not doing it for daddy, I'm not doing it for this person or that, I'm doing it for Jesus. Amen. He called me. And that's what we need today. I believe America, what America needed was a man. You might not think it's the man you would have chosen. He might not be the man I would have chosen. He's not a Sunday school teacher man. But he's the man God chose to kill and break things and to build things in America. Because, listen to me, God's not finished with America. Even though your sin may have made you poor, God's not finished with America, because God uses men, God raises up men, he does it, and thank God that he does it. And in Joshua 6:14, the angel was saying to Gideon, because Gideon was saying, you know, where are the miracles? You've not been with us. Look at the Midianites. They've defeated us. And God said, no, I'm with thee. He said, I'm with you, Gideon. He said, have not I sent thee? had not I sent thee? And boy, I remember years ago when I was reading the Bible and the pastor had left and asked me to preach, and I'll never forget it. Look at Joshua chapter 1. Here's what it says in verse 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister. See, by the way, who was Joshua? He was serving the man of God. I don't believe you get to be a man for God that can lead for God by your own agenda. I don't believe you get it by fighting the man of God and drawing people away from the man of God like Absalom did, because he was bitter. He was bitter at David, and Absalom wound up dead. He was a rebel and he wound up dead, a long-haired rebel. By the way, if you got long hair, guys, cut it. Get it so I can see your ears. You're a rebel against God. And you've got hair like women, according to Revelation chapter 9. You don't like it, you'll have to figure out a way to lump it, because that's what the Bible says. And I'm just saying to you, it's time that we get back to the Bible. And God said to Joshua, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them. Even to the children of Israel. He says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Boy, I remember when I first read that, I got excited about it. You mean every place I step, I can have victory? Yes, you can. You can because of Jesus, who won the victory, who died on that cross, was buried and rose again, and gives you the victory. And if your faith is in Jesus, not only are you going to heaven, not only are your sins paid for and you won't have to pay for them in hell, but my friend, you can have victory in your life over Satan, over your flesh, over the world, if you choose to. And he says, every place. Now, do we always choose to? No, we choose wrong. Sometimes we make those bad choices and we get impoverished by it, don't we? But I know where the true riches are. Amen. Right. I know where the true riches are. I'm rich in Jesus. I've been blessed with every spiritual blessing. And so God says, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. He said to Joshua, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Boy, I tell you, I claim that verse. You know what? If you serve God and you get with a man of God to do the work of God, people will come against you. Has Donald Trump had people come against him? Try to kill him and everything else. But he says to Joshua, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. In other words, I will uphold you so that nobody can stop you from doing what I have called you to do. But people will try. The devil will try. He doesn't like it when God raises up a man of God. But I'm saying to you, God is not finished with you, even though your sin may have made you poor. God is not finished with you because God uses men. And he raises them up. And he says to Joshua, be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear to your fathers to give them. He said, only be thou strong and very courageous. You know, I have people that fight me. I had a lady, I'm trying to witness to this lady, trying to help this lady. She texts me again and says, get right with God. I have a message for you when you're ready to get it. Are you high on drugs and blah, 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 blah. How deceived can you get? And that lady is impoverishing herself because she's not accepting what the man of God is offering her. She's saying, I need her message. I need to learn from her. Look at her life. It's a mess. Her marriage is in shambles. She's been impoverished, but she knows and is telling me how sad that is. God says, listen, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever goest. That's the written word of God. That's what, Joshua, you need to go. He said, this book, amen, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate there day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. I am so thankful God has given us the book of success for our life, for our church. And that's what we need to go by, not some charismatic sign gifts and all of that and seeking after that. We need to get back to the old time Bible, the old King James Bible. Teach it and preach it and lead people to Christ and build your life on the Word of God. That's what we need here more than anything else. We need people in the pulpit, listen to me, that are called by God. You know, we have what's called hireling ministers. You know what hireling ministers are. Oh, I'll come to this church if you give me such a pay package. I'll come to this church if you give me such and such fringe benefits. I'll come to this church. Listen, I've never made money the object for the will of God for ministry for me. I'm not here as a hireling. I am here called by God to do a work for God. And I've proven it over the history because I served at one time for 3 years with zero pay after I'd been a pastor for over a decade and went through that. See, God will prove you. God will test you and to see what you're here for. But there are so many people, they come out of Bible college and pastors, and they say, oh, I'll go here if I get such and such a pay. I'll do this and I'll do that. Listen, I thank God for our president. He doesn't get any money. Elon Musk didn't get any money to help him. He's given money up. But you know what, friends? These people, they get into office like AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Oh, they're trying to make her JFK, you know, like she's the president, to give her initials ahead of time. And she went in with practically nothing. Now she has millions of dollars. And then that communist Bernie Sanders, that wicked wretch of a man who claims to be a friend of the people. He used to say, I'm against millionaires and billionaire politicians. Now he just says, I'm against billionaires because he's a millionaire politician. And he's not the worst of them as far as getting money. They come in poor. Look at the Clintons and they go around. You want to see the chief example? Look at Obama. Obama's a lot richer than your mama. And he got it. He got it from the people. They are, P.T. Barnum said there's one born every minute. And you know what he was talking about. And that's been the American people because of the media and so forth, lying and all of that. I'm just saying God is not done, listen, with America. God is not done with Israel. And God is not done with the church, even though sin may make you poor. And number two, because God uses men. And God raises up men that are not in it for the money, my friend. They're in it for the good of America and are willing to sacrifice. You look at the people that signed, listen to me, that signed the Declaration of Independence. They put their life on the line. They put their liberty on the line. You see Elon Musk, all they're doing to him. You see Donald Trump, all they've done to him. They would have put him in jail if they could. They tried. They took him off the ballot. So many states. But they couldn't. They couldn't. They tried to kill him. They couldn't even kill him. He turned his head. Just the right moment. That's God. That's God. And I'm saying, God is not finished with you, even though sin makes you poor. Because God uses men, protects men, and raises those men of God up. And I remember Joshua 9, he said, have not I commanded thee, be strong. And I decided, you know what, I'm not here to be the dictator of Scranton Revival Baptist Church, but I'm here to make sure nobody else is. I'm here to carry out God's vision. And thank God, if there are, they're not cliques in a church. A true church, every man clicks around the man of God to fulfill that vision of the Great Commission of Jesus Christ. And thank God, God's not done with Scranton Revival Baptist Church. He's not done with the vision for this church. And I believe it. He's given us the man of God. He's kept the man of God alive. And preaching to you this morning, you say, why is this pastor in this pulpit preaching to me the word of God this morning? Because God's not finished with you, church. God is not finished with you. By the way, if you're not saved, God is not finished with you. He's kept you alive to hear. But I wouldn't wait, because you could die today. You say, I'm only 16 years old, 17 years old. I don't care. God will kill you today. He'll give you your breath, and he can take it away. The Lord gives, and the Lord does what? He takes it away. I've had friends that God took out as teenagers. I had friends that God took out as kids in elementary school. You don't have to be old to die. And you die, you go to hell. Unless you get to Christ and put your faith in him to cleanse you. Oh, don't wait. Do it today. And God is not finished with this church. God is not finished with this man in this church and this ministry. In fact, look at verse 17 and 18 of Judges 6. It says, and he, that is Gideon, said unto him, the angel, if now I found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. Depart not hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee and bring forth my present and set it before thee. And he said, I will tarry until thou come. In other words, the angel of the Lord said, okay, go ahead, get your present. Gideon brought back the present, a goat and unleavened cakes, and he put broth in a pot and brought it to him, the angel, and gave it to him as a present. And the angel put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the flesh of the offering of Gideon and the unleavened cakes, and there rose up a fire right out of the rock, a fire right out of that rock, and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. I'm saying God has a way to encourage his man. I've had times in my life when I was ready to quit. I've had times in my life when I'm ready to give up, and God has helped me and encouraged me. He's kept me here. But he's kept me here for you. The fact that I'm here means you're here to get blessed. It means the fact that I'm here is God is not finished with you yet. Even though you may have been made poor by your sin, God has not finished with you. And Jesus is not finished. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you want to come back to God, backslider, he's ready to bless you. He's ready to bless you. Get back to God, get back to church, get back to your Bible, get away from your sin. He's ready to bless you, and he will. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Get back to soul winning. Get back to his plan. He's ready to bless you. Even though sin makes you poor, God is not finished with you, because God uses men. And let me say lastly, because God will do it again. God is not finished with you, even though sin makes you poor, because God uses men, and because God will do it again. You know what? In the history of the book of Judges, the people had God's blessing under Joshua. They had the land. They turned away from God and worshiped the gods of the Amorites. Why do we follow the world? Isn't it stupid? The world is condemned. The world can't give you anything. They can only spoil your life. And yet, God's people will follow the world. How stupid. God will do it again. He did it in the lives of the people, in the judges, because they turned away from the God of Joshua. They worshiped the God of the land. They got into sin. They went into slavery. And then they cried to the Lord, and God raised up a judge. He raised up a deliverer. And Gideon was one of them. Samson was another one of them. I'm glad we've got the greatest deliverer of all time. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. We don't need another Samson. We don't need another Gideon. We've got Jesus Christ. He is our great deliverer. And the Bible says, therefore, the righteous man falls 7 times, but he gets back up again. Amen. oh man, God's done it before, God will do it again. I think about the fact God gets me up and I fall, and he gets me back up again and I fall, and I keep getting back up. Listen, as long as you keep getting back up, you're not a failure. But to be a true success, stay with Jesus. Learn to stay up longer. To be a true success, stay at it. Or if you fall, get right back up. If I fall one day, I'm going to get back up that same day. Amen? Because I don't want to fall 2 days in a row, 3 days in a row. You say, don't you feel bad when you fall? Yeah, I feel bad, but I don't want to stay on a guilt trip. I want to confess my sin.
Good.
And go to my priest and get cleansed. And get back up on my feet. And take some punches at the devil again. You can do that. Because of Jesus, because God did it then, God will do it again in your life. And you know what? People say to me, you know, they get discouraged about America. They say, it's like not going too good. Look at these judges that bomb whatever his name is, you know, fighting Trump and every decision they make. First of all, that's totally unconstitutional. These guys would use the Constitution as toilet paper. They don't care about it. You don't see all these federal, local judges being over the executive branch of the United States. That's only the Supreme Court in the Constitution. Not all these other guys. So they should take their money from them. Congress should do that. Good. Pray for that. But I'm just saying to you that somebody, you know, got a hold of me and they said to me, basically, we're the globalists have us. We're not going to defeat them. You don't understand where we are.
Come on, preacher.
As of November the 5th, 2024, and that election, when Trump got put back in for the second time, I liken that to the D-Day invasion of Hitler's Europe in the place called Normandy in Omaha Beach. When the Americans and the English and so forth attacked Europe, occupied France, occupied by Hitler. And they got on the beach through withering fire, and they finally established a beachhead. That's where we are right now. We've landed. We've established a beachhead against the globalist usurpers. And we still have some fighting to do. They had to fight through France. They had to fight the Battle of the Bulge. They had to fight, but they fought their way all the way to Berlin.
Amen.
And by the way, the Russians were fighting from the east and helping. I'd rather go with Putin than Zelensky and the English and the British leaders and the French leaders now. They are as corrupt as can be. They're as bad as what we're talking about when we landed DD. But that's where we are. And I said, do not snatch the jaws of defeat from the jaws of victory. Do not snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. Don't do that. We are in a great position, and we need to realize that. And that's in America right now. If you don't see that, get some discernment.
Right.
And number two, how about Scranton Revival Baptist Church? We have a beachhead. You say, do we have revival? Have we taken the war in Scranton and in northeastern Pennsylvania? Oh, no, we haven't reached Tunkhannock to Moscow yet, Carbondale to Wilkes-Barre yet, like we're going to do it, like we need to do it. But you mark my words this morning, we have established a beachhead. And we must press on. Press on, like our movie said, movie night, the father said to his kids, press on when you're out there. And stay with the vision of your man of God. Stay with your church in this place. Stay with confrontational soul winning and that mandate. Get in the yoke of Jesus Christ and encourage others to get in the yoke of Jesus Christ with you. I'm saying this morning, God is not finished with you. Even though your sin may have made you poor. Number two, because God uses men. And number three, because God can and will do it again. We have a lot to look forward to. Don't give up. Let's bow for prayer, every head bowed, every eye closed. We've been talking about God is not finished with you. Thank God for that. He's not finished.